And the time is 7:29, and we are returning to our open meeting. The agenda item is item B, 10B, and it's for the fire chief's agreement for interim fire chief Anthus. So we are going to see if we want to go ahead and extend that so that, because the attorney and Chris need to work on a couple more items that are in question. When we do have this kind of situated, we would also like to backdate the agreement to March 19th, which would have been the expiration date of Chris's interim. But we are going to go ahead and extend the interim agreement, I believe. And so if everyone's in agreement, we're going to, you know, go ahead and do that. So I'll motion to go ahead and extend that time for till our next meeting for those things to get approved, maybe discussion and approval, and to backdate the fire chief agreement to the actual March 19th date when that would have expired. So I motion to go ahead and do that.
I second that.
Okay, so Houston, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So that's what we're doing. All right. Okay, so then, let's see, we did that, we did that. We have some agenda items for, we're on to number 11 in our agenda. Agenda items for next month. We'll be approving our financials from January and February. Is that correct, Chris?
Yes.
Okay. We will again revisit the chief's agreement with Chris Anthus. And was there anything else that any of the board members would like to mark as agenda items for next month that aren't our usuals? Anybody have anything they'd like to add at this time?
I'm good.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
Yeah, okay. All right, so.
If I may,
yes.
I would like to add one.
Okay.
As the board may recall, the chief was working on a financial analysis. I understand that's been complete. We'd just like to set that to go over his findings and get guidance from the board about what next steps we should take.
Okay. On a financial analysis. Okay.
Sound okay, Chief?
Yep.
All right. Board review with attorney. All right. Okay, so without further ado,
can we get the public's information on the agenda that we asked for?
I couldn't hear that.
He asked if they can get the call to the public's
questions
answered.
Was that somebody in the call to the public, or was that one of the board members?
That was someone from our call to the public.
Well, the problem is we can never get anything on the agenda.
For the record, I think the board is going to review that with the chief, and they will instruct us by an email to address what they think we need to address.
So we never get nothing on the agenda we ask about. Is that what you're telling me?
What exactly is the point of a call to the public?
Yeah.
So the call, just so everybody understands, the call to the public is the opportunity for the board to bring strike that, for the public to bring issues before the board.
Okay, so how do we get answers?
Staff or me to address those issues. So, you know, I think they need to look at that and they need to tell me what they want me to address.
All of it.
Fire team to address.
All of it, sir. You work for us.
To the board, sir.
You work for us.
Sir,
do you not work for us, the public?
It creates an issue. It creates an issue under open meeting law. I've explained it.
That's why we went on the goddamn agenda.
The board can't discuss it. The board can instruct us to address those items.
So how the fuck did you get it on the agenda?
What's your language? We are not going to have
that. Friendly! I didn't say any fucking thing I want.
You are going to cuss at me. Do you understand there? You are not going to flip me off. You are not going to be in here like that. That is not fucking happening.
It's in America.
I'm not going to.
It's America.
Not going to. I am.
It's
That's
America.
Not going to happen in our meeting.
It's
Bob.
America.
That's not happening.
It's fucking America.
You are not going to flip me off.
You want to kiss my ass?
I am not. Is that a fucking threat?
It's fucking America. I can talk to
anyone. I am not
going to
have this.
Right?
Bud, you are
yes,
not.
I can.
Bud, you need to leave, please.
Call the cops.
Please leave.
Call the cops.
Will you please just leave?
No! Answer my goddamn question!
Well, we're...
I want the motherfucker answered!
Well, maybe some of these
pastor.
Things
yeah.
that are questions have already
yeah.
been
calm down.
Answered.
Pastor, calm down.
The question is, you want the goddamn shit on my goddamn agenda, and then we'll put the fucking shit on because I don't want to talk about it!
They
gotta
work on it. They already
got... But if they don't put it on the agenda, we can't talk about it! No, they know they're not. They said they weren't going to.
No, we did not.
The hell you didn't.
Yeah, let's adjourn
yeah.
this meeting.
Okay.
Ms. Brown, you know,
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting at 7:36 p.m.
And I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting has been adjourned.
Okay. Just going to say, if the board chair and the board clerk wants to send the chief and I an email about the items to address, we'll follow the board's instructions.
I don't
Thank
think
you.
That was the question.
We have a fucking board to follow orders.
Okay, the board's supposed to run this meeting, not you guys. Okay?
Yeah.
You're not supposed
this
to...
This is what we can't do nothing about, Marina!
Okay, it doesn't matter. You go in the office, listen, I want this in the agenda, and it's going to get put on.
And it's not.
It's not going to. Guaranteed.
I bet
you $100 they won't get on the agenda.
Everything I wanted to
Can I please get the gentleman on the phone to explain to me the process? We come in, we know we're not supposed to say anything. They address things. And if we have questions about things that are on the agenda, then there's some discussion. In the call to the public, if there were things that were not listed on the agenda, but we thought they should be, or maybe see them coming in the future, we bring them up in call to the public, and we represent that to the board, who is technically, just tell me at what point I go off track here, that is technically the voice of the public. You, as I understand it, are responsible for making sure, you, the gentleman on the phone, are responsible for making sure that the board meets its requirements statutorily as far as giving, receiving, and disseminating information. Now, somewhere in what I just heard, I did not hear that. I did not hear that the public is listened to, nor that what I did hear is that there was going to be some cherry picking going on. What is his name?
Did you have an answer for her, Nick?
So look, we're talking about an item which should be in open meeting. If the board wants to agendize, because there's two board members there, that's a quorum. If we're having a discussion about board business, it should be in open meeting, not after it's been adjourned. The nature of it is, people get a chance to come up, speak in open meeting, address their concerns, and the board instructs staff, could do whatever the board deems necessary to address those items. That generally
gets done.
It never gets done.
I think that's the missing, I think that that's the missing step.
By an email after the fact.
I think that that's the missing step. Is it has become typical, not uncommon, that people get to have their say. Sometimes they're just saying stuff, they're not asking things, but then they can ask questions, and like everything else, the eyes roll, and you know, we just like, okay, are you done? And it's almost like, okay, we let you vent. That's the end of the assignment. But the assignment goes on. If there's a question in there that was asked and not answered, and it's information that should be made available to the public, that should go on to the next agenda.
If the board deems it necessary.
There we go. Okay.
So no matter what you say, the board's going to say, screw you. That's basically what we just got told.
Well, that's what we usually get.
That's what we get.
That's what our experience is.
Okay. How about this? Chief Antis.
Yes.
You have my email address.
Yes.
You also have the email addresses for the board members. Is that correct?
Yes.
They also have your email address. Is that correct?
Yes.
My suggestion is not to give them board member addresses because then we'll end up with a serial quorum. Give them your address, give them my address, and let them put it in writing. We can then present it to the board, and the board can instruct us about what items to address.
That's the way it's done.
That'll work.
And that's something that I actually talked to Chris about, is if we could have a period, a public period of submission. For those things.
This is a one-time item.
Okay.
All to the public, people can bring issues before the board.
Right.
If there's something the board thinks should be addressed, the board instructs staff. They can do it right at the time, they can do it afterwards. We have to stop.
Okay.
We're out of the agenda now.
Right.
The email's on the list. The email's on the sign-in sheet, the admin at Bowie Fire District.
But you can never talk to it. If it's not on the agenda, you can't talk about it. You can't get an answer, Nick. That's the problem we got.
I'm going to talk to Nick further about it myself. So,
well, they took your concerns, and you should be put on the agenda. They took your concerns.
And I will advise the board. We can put it on the agenda and address them item by item, whatever the board instructs. We need to stop. We need to stop.
Okay. So you want Chris to give them his email and
over
yours.
There on the list.
So who decides what gets put on the agenda, the board or the fire chief?
I'm still waiting on the bylaws.
Chief is the administrator.
There's
for
no
the
board.
Okay. So, if we submit something and the board doesn't want to talk about it, it doesn't get on the agenda, correct?
I've given my guidance. We need to stop. The way this works is you can submit requests. It isn't interrogatories. It's not a list of questions that you want answered. That's not what it is. Raise an issue. Send it to the chief. Send it to me. We will prepare it for the board, and the board will give us guidance and instructions.
Okay. I do think that in all normal meetings, when something is brought up, well, the board will generally say something like, oh, that's outside of our authority, we can't do anything about it. Or they'll assign it to somebody and say, can you look into that? And then it shows up on the next meeting.
Which we just did.
That is what we're talking
That's
about.
That's what we
doing.
Just did.
That
you
is
go
exactly
ahead and send
the
email.
Talking about doing.
Me and the attorney, and I'll get you guys the attorney's email address. And we'll do that. That's how we're going to address it.
Okay, but that's. Why is everything
how we're
so
going to address it. That's
why is
it.
Everything so
there's
so
no why. That's
okay,
how we're
you know what? I don't like dealing with you, gentlemen. Okay.
That's
okay.
Just
why is everything so difficult?
Exactly.
I'm asking a board person.
You
here.
Can't.
I'm not asking
that.
You.
I don't care.
You
need to leave.
Work for them.
You need to leave, please.
You
the
work
meeting
for them.
Is over. The
you,
meeting
I
is
asked
over,
a question. Why are
the board can
so
no longer
difficult.
Speak.
Exactly.
It's out of their turn. The board term. Cannot speak.
So what do we have a board
I'm
for?
I'm asking you to leave.
This is the community.
I'm asking you to leave, please.
That
meeting is over.
Learn about the rules of the board because agenda. That's all you gotta do. Write it, like he says, put it on.
Yeah, you gotta do it now.
That's all you gotta do. But the way you're doing it today, Pastor, is not the right way. I am sorry. It's not the right way.
Well, it's the right way to do it here.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming.
This really is the same
for our playbook.
Thank you, Nick.
That's just a shame.
Thanks,
bye, Sharon.
Bye. A board member cannot allow that. It's up to you guys to tell them to shut up. I asked them to leave.
No, but you should. You shouldn't allow this board to be running your board. You shouldn't allow them to do nothing of that.
No, no. I'm not.
But,
I can't say anything other than, I'm sorry you have to leave.
You need, but you know, like...
other than call 911.
No,
you know.
You call 911.
Mm-hmm. 911.
Mm-hmm. See, the president has power. She's got the power, and she's the one that can say.
Yeah, but you know, I mean,
people just want what they want.
Even in San Simone's meetings, they're having the same kind of issues.
What you do is
so,
you bring a deputy here.
Yeah, well, we tried that before too, and I
know, but
when we terminated the previous chief, I got to get the words out correctly because you know, if it ain't politically correct, you know, it makes me like.